mitzvah.
Thursday, Parshas Kisavo, Yeshir Yud.
The Gemara at 11:12:23 is looking to bring a makar for Isaac b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah. Says the Gemara that we have one makar from where, which we see on Amud Aleph. What's the makar? Shivtucha b'veisecha. Then but the Gemara seems to have another makar. V'anachnu t'meim l'nefesh adam. We said Pashtus, the makar is only from Rabbi Yitzchak. Mati said maybe you could also, according to one pshat, maybe bring a makar. Kitzer, makar from the case of where they're metame to meis mitzvah, and not what? Korban Pesach, right. So, he asked the question. If you remember, in the beginning of this man, those of us that were here and those of us that are chazering, in the beginning of this man, we started with, you mentioned the Stei Chemed. And the Stei Chemed said that you only see Oisik Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah if the two mitzvahs are equal. If they're both Ben Adam L'Chaveiro or both Ben Adam L'Makom, for example. But if one mitzvah is ben al machaber, the one's ben al makom, you don't say Isaac ben mitzvah pater min hamitzvah. They have to be on equal, even if you're involved in the mitzvah already. We thought maybe Rashi was saying duf kufana like that because Rashi gave you three different types of mitzvahs: halach loma toira or kabel pnei raboy or liftu shvuya. Maybe Rashi's going through all the different types of mitzvahs, but that's what the Stei Chemed says.
Also ben al matzvah,
no? That's what loma toira is, ben al matzvah, right? He doesn't bring it down. We said. Well, that's enough for now.
What if the mitzvah is like the bigger mitzvah, the one that's right now, like
Mason
mitzvah? Then
we
sure do that.
See, he says when they're not on the same in the same realm, you don't see Isaac mitzvah part of Mason mitzvah. So over here we see by Mason mitzvah, we're saying Isaac mitzvah part of Mason mitzvah. Mitzvah's carbon Pesach is a mitzvah on the makom ve'lam lachaveri. Ve'lam lamakom. Mason mitzvah, burying the dead. Is it mitzvah min adam l'makom or b'adam l'chaveri? What? So I asked this question to Rabbi Avraham Goldberg and we were going back and forth. Is there such a thing as b'adam l'chaveri after someone's dead already? Is there such a thing as... it's called chesed im amazi. It's called chesed amiti. But, what? Yeah, that's your right. That's mystical. As far as
it's also been on the chaver for the kriven.
Ah, been on chaver for the kriven. I don't know if that's the mitzvah. What happens if there is no kriven? What happens if there's no? No, it's. I think the shaila is what is the definition of the mitzvah? You're right that maybe the kriven will have more closure when you bury it. He's himself on the kriven. I don't know. I would have thought if you would have asked me first, I would have said it's been on the chaver. Rabbi Goldberg would say, maybe it's Ben Adam Lamakom. He's dead. Can you have mitzvahs on Ben Adam Lamakom? Why do you... Why shouldn't you allow... the lach is, if you hang someone, you have to bury him that day. Why? It's disgusting? What does it mean it's disgusting? It's kilas elakim. It's like a bizayin takadosh baruch hu. So, because to tell me, maybe that's Ben Adam Lamakom. Maybe kfur is Ben Adam Lamakom. I'm not 100% certain. I ask you a question. Let's say a person says, what do you think that halacha is? Let's say a person leaves the tzava, I don't want to be buried. I just want to be left out, and I want you to allow me to rot.
Why can't it be both?
Don't care.
Could be both. Could be. But what if a person says he wants to rot? Do you bury him anyway?
Yes.
You do? So I bet on the chaver. Is he saying I'm Michael?
He's not there.
Because once he gets up, then he really wants to bury.
Ah. That's why I'm so aggressive with the boys in the morning because I know that they really want to get up. It's been on the chaver. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's just an interesting shiloh. It's been on the chaver, but on the malkum. What is this exactly? So this makopanim says the Gemara. We have two makayres tzrichi. This is where we got up to so far. Tzricha. Di ashminan hasam. If you'd only say over there is the case of korban pesach. Mishum dolo matas man chiyuva de pesach. Aval hocha de matas man chiyuva de kriyashma em aloi. Maybe over here where it's matas man kriyashma. So over here the two of them are happening at the same time. Maybe when the other one didn't come yet. So of course I'm going to do the one that didn't come yet. Why? Because the other ones, the chiyuv didn't check it, didn't kick in yet. But over here, when you have the chiyuv of both of them at the same time, maybe you don't say the din of Isaac mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Maybe you don't do the smaller mitzvah. Maybe you should do the bigger mitzvah, says Rashi. In the case over there, when he's mitame, it's not yet the zman chiyuv pesach. Aval kriya shma. The motas man chiyuva besoy chachupa v'hu roy lakach emalei chayef. Kriyashma, being that it came already, the zman of Kriyashma besoy chachupa, I mean, I think it should become chayef in Kriyashma. So Rashi tells us, what's the case of Oisik b'mitzvah partu mele mitzvah by Kriyashma? What's the case? He's standing there. Where is he? Toy chachupa. And what happens? It's time for Shema. I might think he stops with the chuppah and says Kriya Shema. Koma Shmalon, no. I have two problems with Rashi. I think both of them are very strong problems. One problem is, why is Rashi talking about chuppah? Where do we make any mention of the mitzvah being anything to do with chuppah? Where did he get that we're talking about anything about getting married? Kriya Shema, that your putter has to do with, because you're getting married then? Where does it say married? Anyone?
Before
we're talking about chassan. Which pasuk was talking about chassan? Shivtucha beveisecha, lechtucha baderech? Lechtucha baderech. The pasuk goes shivtucha beveisecha, so man any oisek b'mitzvah. What did Rashi say? The Rashi on the bottom of Dav Chof Hei Amed Aleph. Rashi says, v'oisek b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, mehocha nafka, mi v'shivtucha beveisecha. In other words, we're attacking the pasuk of shivtucha beveisecha. The pasuk of shivtucha beveisecha has nothing to do with chassan. Question number two. When we talk about chassan is prata from Kriya Shema. Which mitzvah is a chassan in the middle of? Rashi said on Amud Aleph, the bilas mitzvah. Rashi said, because he's tarred, he's not actually Isaac in the mitzvah, but he's tarred, what's he tarred in? B'machsheves bi'ilah. So the mitzvah we're talking about is bilas mitzvah. Why is Rashi over here talking about the chuppah?
Is that what it
is?
It's
what? Is it like
thinking
either?
About it also.
Nisuin is by nechas l'chuppah.
Nisuin is by nechas l'chuppah. The bia is not talking about by the chuppah. Why is it? Who does that? Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar does that. Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar says, we gave it out on Tuesday, I think. It says, what does it mean? Matas man kriyashma koidem bi'ilas mitzvah. So we're talking about the bia. Why is Rashi talking about the chuppah? We're not talking about the bia. We're talking about the chuppah.
Take that mitzvah for sure, count word from Pesach.
Right. Tear the mitzvah for sure you can't work from Pesach because Pesach is talking about
Isaac.
It's Isaac. So we never had to have a mitzvah on Tirda. We just want to learn the mitzvah itself. So. I think that perhaps the pshat is as follows. So this pshat came up amongst the rabbeim. We're all discussing this shaila together. Myself, Rabbi Glanz, Rabbi Polanski. Perhaps the pshat is as follows. Avada tarud. You can't learn like Akiva was saying. I don't have a minhag. I'm going to learn tarud from over there. From Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach Isaac Mitzvah. So it has to be Isaac Mitzvah Mamish. If I can't talk about Bias Mitzvah. Because the sugi of Isaac mitzvah, patur mitzvah by Bias mitzvah is only because he's tarred machshev as bia. So then we have to talk about the mitzvah atzmoy. What's the mitzvah atzmoy? Then I have to switch over to chuppah. That's what Rashi talks about chuppah. B'shas maisa. B'shas, which b'soich ha-chuppah, which means he's actually engaged in the mitzvah. Can't talk about the Bias mitzvah anymore. We want to talk about that he's in the maisa. Which maisa could he be in the middle of? He's in the chuppah. He's Isaac in the chuppah right now. Rashi obviously heard chuppah is a mitzvah. What mitzvah? It's mitzvah nisuin. What? Chuppah is also a mitzvah. The Meiri says over here chuppah is a vada mitzvah. It's a shaila if chuppah is a mitzvah nisuin. Is there a mitzvah nisuin or not?
It seems.
What? What's the what? Rashi wants to tell us that we're bringing up, why did I say chuppah, not another mitzvah?
No, tari.
Because we, if we're saying we don't need this pasuk, we can, we're not saying we don't need the pasuk of v'lech t'chav aderech. We need only the pasuk of shach b'chav kumecha. Shiv t'chav v'vesecha. Shiv t'chav v'vesecha is the pasuk we're talking about. That pasuk is not talking about where you're tarred. That pasuk is talking about when you're oisik. The pasuk that's talking about your tarred is v'lech t'chav aderech. So because we're in b'shiv t'chav v'vesecha, therefore we have to talk about you're actually oisik in a mitzvah. So we're not talking about bia anymore, because we're not talking about doing bia at the same time saying shema. We're talking about you're oisik in a mitzvah, therefore he goes to chuppah. Why does he go to chuppah, not oisik in any mitzvah? So my friends, Rashi, we said, learn these two psukim really go together. So really, when we said, the first pasuk is oisik mitzvah, the second pasuk is chassan, Rashi learns it's all really chassan. Because Rashi says these two psukim are really working together. In a chanami, one's going to be chuppah of chassan, the other's going to be bia of chassan. But you're right. According to what we said from the, hold on a thought, according to what we said from the Meiri, the Meiri said that these two psukim have nothing to do with each other. One is Isaac b'mitzvah, the other one is tarud. The Meiri would not say over here is in the chuppah. What does chuppah have to do with shivtach b'veisecha? Nothing. No shaykhs. Chuppah only has to do with Shivtach HaBeisecha, because Rashi learned Shivtach HaBeisecha Lech T'chav Aderech are really all one thing. Shivtach HaBeisecha is talking about your Oisik in the mitzvah. What does that mean? It can't be talking about Oisik in the Biyah. It must be talking about Oisik in the Chuppah.
The whole time
about
Rashi, we're talking even Lech T'chav Aderech is Oisik in mitzvah. That's the Chiddush, right? But it's not Torah. It's the Rashi said the whole time that it was a mitzvah.
Right.
The Chiddush according to Rashi is that it's considered Oisik.
Correct.
So it's a mitzvah. When Rashi talks about Lech T'chav Aderech, not saying the mitzvah is bia. The mitzvah is when you're thinking about it.
Correct. Thinking about bia.
Right. So that's a
mitzvah. But are we going to learn that from Korban Pesach? Can we learn that from Korban Pesach? Can we learn that from Korban Pesach? No. That's what Rashi said in Amud Aleph. What do we need the pasuk for? Mehalcha meshivtucha beveisecha. Not Lech T'chav Aderech. Lech T'chav Aderech, you're going to need.
There's still a difference in Isaac.
Oh, because we don't know. Without Lech T'chav Aderech, we won't know. So the shaila is, what do I need Shivtucha Beveisecha for? I for sure need Lech T'chav Aderech. What Shivtucha Beveisecha? In other words, I already have a pasuk for Isaac Mamish. So I need this pasuk for Isaac. We're saying, okay, but this Isaac is Shalom B'Shas Mitzvah. This Isaac is B'Shas Mitzvah. Isaac B'Shas Mchiyuv, what is that? That can't be. That's not talking about the case of B'Shas Mitzvah, because that's Torah. That's not Isaac. So therefore, he goes to Chuppah. What does Chuppah have to do with it? Because it's all one thing according to Rashi.
Where does he learn rest of mitzvahs?
Rest, what do you mean? He learns that from chuppah. Come on, chuppah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like chuppah.
According to Isaac, you can learn them both separately. So just have the Lech T'chav Aderech, which is chassan.
Because I won't know Lech T'chav Aderech is chassan then. I'll think Lech T'chav Aderech is someone's going to do the mitzvah. No, so he said himself a teretz. Now I think it's someone's actually.
Then you have everything.
How, no, I think Tosis agrees to Rashi about that. I don't know if Tosis disagrees with Rashi. I think it's a regular mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah, b'shas chiyuv.
So we know chassan for Lech T'chav Aderech. No, I'm sorry.
We won't know chassan.
No,
Oh no, it's because to switched around the order.
Yeah, and then Tosis asks why you need Lech T'chav Aderech, because I would think only by Kishma, which is such a deep thought.
Right.
But then if you have Korban Pesach.
Maybe that's only such a deep thought, which is because Korban Pesach is not during Shas Mitzvah. You have to play with the two of them. Korban Pesach is a different reason why it's Pater, because it's not Shas Chiyuf. But by Shas Chiyuf, maybe only because you're so tired, that's why. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayter, says the Gemara, V'yashmin and Hacha Mishum Deleka Karis. I want to explain, Rabbi, so the difference between the two tzrichas. I think this is a very important nakuda. If you only had Korban Pesach, would you know the din of Isaac b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah? If you only had Korban Pesach, would you know the din of Isaac mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah? No. What would you think? The only reason why Korban Pesach you do it is because it's not here yet. If you only had the pasuk of a shivtecha beveisecha, would you know the din of Isaac b'mitzvah? Think very carefully. Would you know the din of Isaac b'mitzvah part b'na mitzvah? You just wouldn't know that it also applies to Karis. But you would know Isaac mitzvah part b'na mitzvah. Let's read Rashi. Says Rashi. Avol Pesach de bekarisu emaloi yitmu b'meis kol shivah lefnei Pesach. Tzricha lemichta bayoy mahu leashmein on denitmu b'soich shiva. De Isaac b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. We knew Isaac mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. We just didn't know it applies also to Karis. So why does Rashi say tzricha lemichta bayoy mahu leashmein on denitmu b'soich shiva? It sounds like we wouldn't know Isaac mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah.
That's the reason why. They're
puttered
because.
I see mitzvah, pater mitzvah, even by Yesh Bokaris. That's what Rashi should say. Rashi makes it sound like we don't know Isaac mitzvah, pater and mitzvah yet. Let's see it again. Avol Pesach, the Bekarisu Emelo Yitmu Besoich, Bemeis Kol Shiva Lefnei HaPesach, even though Isaac Mitzvah Part on a Mitzvah, I would still think that maybe Karis is different. Tzricha Lemichta Beyemahu, Vashmina Dinitmu Toich Shiva. Isaac mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. I know Isaac mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah even without this pasuk. I just didn't know that Isaac mitzvah applies over here. So don't tell me. Isaac mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Tell me that it applies over here. Rashi's very, very. It's deceptive. Sounds like I wouldn't know Isaac mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah.
I wouldn't know that Tachshiva is Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah.
But Rashi doesn't say that.
He does say that. Lashminan, the Nishmu Tachshiva, the Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah.
He should say also over here Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. He should say also over here Isaac Mitzvah. Gam Hachi Aminan Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. Why does Rashi say that? I'm going to suggest, my friends, that Rashi says we're getting a deeper understanding in Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. Deeper understanding. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that if you're in the middle of one mitzvah, you don't switch to the other mitzvah? Is it because you're putter from the other mitzvah? Or just because if you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you could push off the second mitzvah?
According to the Ritva, it's putter.
Okay, we'll get there in a second. Good, very good. Is it because I'm in the middle of one mitzvah, therefore I could push off the second mitzvah? For example, there's a concept called asei. Doicha loisase. What does that mean? Let's take it on face value. Does that mean that there is no loisase?
No.
Or does that mean that you could push away the loisase? I know that if I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, I don't say Kriya Shema. Does that mean I'm putter from Kriya Shema? Or maybe it just means if I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, I could push off my Kriya Shema. Prat lo isik b'mitzvah. Hold on. Prat lo isik b'mitzvah. Isik b'mitzvah says Kriya Shema. No. Does that mean you're putter? Doesn't mean you're putter. Maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, well, it doesn't say that in the Braisa. Just says, it says, Shivtecha v'isecha, prat lo isik b'mitzvah. Maybe it's only nidche. I'll tell you an afkamina. What happens if one mitzvah has karis and the other mitzvah doesn't have karis? I'm in the middle of a mitzvah. So that mitzvah can push away the second mitzvah. Not if the mitzvah has karis. You can't push away karis. It's not strong enough to push away karis. So if you're just telling me I'm pushing away the other mitzvah, I can't push away a mitzvah karis. But if you tell me Isaac ben mitzvah is potter min ha mitzvah, so am I pushing away karis? I'm not? Why not? A potter! So the pshat, I'm pushing karis. There is no karis! There's no karis because Isaac b'mitzvah putter min ha-mitzvah. If you're putter, I'm not pushing it away. So maybe that's what Rashi's telling us. I would have a hava mina that only when it's two mitzvahs, how can I push away the other mitzvah? But when it's for karis, I can't push it away. What's the kamash malan? I'm not pushing it away. It's not a kamash malan I can push that away too. The kamash malan is I'm not pushing it. It's Isaac b'mitzvah. It's pater min ha-mitzvah. It's toch pater. And now that it's pater, of course it's going to apply also sheish for karis. It's a new farshtanin, a new daher in what Isaac b'mitzvah means. Whether Isaac b'mitzvah is doicha the first mitzvah, similar to asei, doicha lois asei. Oh, but now we have the second pasuk and says it applies even by chorus. Vos zetmin. What do we see? Nein, oisik be mitzvah is poter min ha mitzvah. And I'll tell you an afkamina. You ready for an afkamina? Here goes. The Rambam, we saw these Rambams briefly in the Avi Ezri. The Rambam speaks about who's chayiv in a korban in Pesach Sheni. There's numerous people that are chayiv in Pesach Sheni. One person who intentionally missed Pesach Rishon. He is in serious trouble. If he doesn't bring korban Pesach Sheni, by hook or by crook, what happens to him? Chayiv kars. There's another person who has to bring Pesach Sheni. Someone who accidentally missed Pesach Rishon, or even Oynes. He was an Oynes. He did nothing wrong. He was in a car accident. He pushed it, couldn't do it. Some guy ran a red light. He did nothing wrong. It was like he was a pure Oynes. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? Yes. What happens if he intentionally misses Pesach Sheni? Chayiv kars. Accidentally misses Pesach Sheni? Not chayiv kars. Someone that intentionally misses Pesach Rishon? What happens if he accidentally misses Pesach Sheni? Chayiv kars. And what about somebody who was b'derech rechoika? He was b'derech rechoika by Pesach Rishon. Says the Rambam, he has to bring Pesach Sheni. But even if he misses b'shoigeg, b'meizid, he's not chayiv kars. Even if this is b'meizid, he's not chayiv kars. So, there's three dargas. Meizid is going to be chayiv kars no matter what. Shoigeg oynes, chayiv kars if he does it b'meizid. And mederech rechoika is never chayiv kars, even b'meizid. What's the difference derech rechoika and oynes? You tell me. What's the Rebshach? What's the Rebshach? You're Potter! Derechoik is Potter! Shteltzach l'shayla! A person who is Oisek b'mitzvah. Is he also going to be Potter from Pesach Sheni, or is he going to be Chayiv in Pesach Sheni? Well, he have to be Pesach Sheni, but if he does it, would you say Oisek b'mitzvah is like an oinus? It's like, I would love to do the second mitzvah. I'm in the middle of one mitzvah. I'm pushing off the second of the first mitzvah. I'm be'etzem chayiv. It's just I'm pushing it off. Or you're pater. That's what the Gemara is saying. Oisek b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. You're not chayiv in this mitzvah, b'chlal.
So why can't you learn chametz?
What?
Why can't you learn chametz from Pesach
now? We'll go back, because I would think maybe that's only because there was no chayiv at the time. There was no chiva, that's why. It's not because of the...
What does that do?
What? Therefore, that allows me to be metameh. But if I would have the mitzvah, it would be b'shas chupen, the mitzvah, the chiva mitzvah would be here right now. Maybe I couldn't do it. That's the first side of the chakir. I'll call upon him. This is really what Rabbi Yashaber Salavechik in Yerushim HaSagrid speaks about. That what's the din of Oisek b'mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah? Does it make you mamish patr? The chayra, that's possibly Rashi's mad. Oisek b'mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Yesh bakars, ein bakars. Doesn't make a difference. So if someone asked you the question, this is the way I'll ask the question. Is there any difference in oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah between alav sheyesh bakars or ein bakars? What's the answer? I think no. The Gemara seemed to say yes. That was before the Gemara knew Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara that Isaac mitzvah is doicha mitzvah. The Gemara Shmuel is like mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Once it's patur, it doesn't make a difference. Because patur, you're patur. I don't care how big this mitzvah is. I'm patur from the second mitzvah if I'm Isaac mitzvah. Chari is like kumtais. Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, gufa, amar rav abba, bar zavda, amar rav, oval chai, v'chol ha-mitzvahs, this is going back to we saw Amud Aleph. We saw Amud Aleph, it says, Avos chayv and kol ha-mitzvahs, ha-mur ispateirah. Side for tefillin. Shari nemer ben peir. Midam rachman ali yechezkel peir chuchov ha-shalecho. Atum ha-chayvis aval kule alma p'tiri. So therefore, Aval is going to be, he's pater in tefillin. Hani mili biyom rishon, d'chsiv achrisa ki omar. That's that. So Oval is chayiv in all of the mitzvahs, separate film. The Ritva in Ma'id Katan on the same Gemara The Ritva there asks a question. I don't know if I have one here. The Ritva asks, that's okay, I don't think I should see it inside. You writing on yours? The Ritva asks, I don't get it. Avil is chayvin kol ha-mitzvahs? What about Talmud Torah? I thought you said Avos Chayvin Kol HaMitzvahs. Avos Chayvin Kol HaMitzvahs. You also mean Shul Chayvin Kol HaMitzvahs. In words, Torah, Chutz Minah. Vikashalei V'amrina Avos B'Talmud Torah. You also mean Shul Chayvin Kol HaMitzvahs. In words, B'Torah, Chutz Minah Tefillin. Over here we're saying Avos Aser in Talmud Torah. Over there it says Avos Chayvin Kol HaMitzvahs. In words, Chutz Minah Tefillin.
Where does it say he's
Chaim
in Talmud?
It's Usher in Talmud
Torah. I was going to say, sorry, Usher. Where does it say
that? The Gemara over there says it. The Gemara says Hanuk Doim.
In our.
And but Ma'id Katan. That's where the Gemara, that's why the Kash is over there. What? You're not allowed to learn Torah because Torah makes you happy. Which means Torah that doesn't make you happy. Are you Chayiv to learn that? That's the. Avel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs, I'm always b'tayra. Is he chayiv to learn? Again, is Avel chayiv to learn Torah? So, truth be told, the Orech Laner on the Gemara over there says, Avel is chayiv to learn Torah. Just what Torah does he learn? The sugas that make you sad. You're chayiv to learn. Because Avel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Let's see if the Ritva says that. The Ritva says, "V'yesh loymer, she'ein lameidim min aklolus, afa pisha armu she'ein chutz, hachapshitalei de'asa b'talmud Torah, m'shem sam chilev." The first tarts of the Ritva is, even though it says, "Avol chayvin kol ha-toyer, kol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tfilin," but of course he's also not chayvin talmud Torah. And it's lav davka. The first tarts of the Ritva is clearly saying, is an avol chayv to learn? No. What was a more, what would be a more accurate statement? Avol chayv and kol mitzvahs chutz, tefillin and talmud Torah. That would be a more accurate statement. That's really what I should say. V'oid yesh laimar, another teretz, kivan dekoyre kriyash mashachris v'harvis, behada sagile, k'v'isa v'saif menachas, nintza she'ena pater mimeno. What's the second teretz? What's the second teretz?
Yotze learning
with Kriyashma. He's Yotze learning with Kriyashma. So is Avil Chayv and Kol HaMitzvahs? Yes. Is this an accurate statement? Avil Chayv and Kol HaMitzvahs Chutz Min Ha Tvilin. Is that an accurate statement according to the second, the Inami of the Ritva?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chayv and Talmud Torah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we learn? What? We do Kriya Shema. What would be so the Shaila is, does the Ritva mean that you have to learn the entire day? You just yaitze with Kriya Shema. You just can't learn things that are Mesameach. Could be according to the Ritva, you have to learn, you have, a person has to learn things that are not Mesameach. Shaila is, there's an Avo Mechuyiv to learn.
Yeah.
The first Teretz seems to say clearly he's not Mechuyiv to learn. It's Lav Davka. Avo Chaim Kolam, it's Chutz, Me Tefillin, and Talmud Torah. Second Teretz may hold an Avo Chaim to learn. And a chlam, you could be yaitze with just those two, but really a chayv.
Well, he says because it's b'sam chaylev, so why don't you say so b'sam chaylev, but what's not b'sam chaylev, he should learn.
Yeah, and a chlam, according to the second teretz of the Ritz, it seems like that you should learn. He says you're not chayv. Abel is not chayv. So because b'sam chaylev, we're mafkir the chiv. We're not going to force you to only find those things to learn there. Abel is mafkir the chiv. There's no chiv Talmud Torah according to the other.
Rabbi, someone told me that Rav Asher says that only the Gemara is considered
Torah. Only learning Gemara.
Considered
it doesn't mean in this context. They speak about even being Mavasedra and other things. In this context, he's talking about certain schools of Torah. It's only when you learn Gemara.
You have to say Krishna without saying Birkas
Torah. Right.
Which makes it not like learning.
Yeah, the Gemara, but the Gemara says there's such a thing as, there's a whole shaila of exactly how Krishna works. Is it one din? Is it two din? And Pashtas Krishna is some form of Talmud Torah. Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah. You can't say Kriyas HaTorah without. It's a whole discussion about how to do that exactly. Al Kol Panim.
isn't the chiyuv talmud Torah is your chayles if you're nothing, no other mitzvahs to do, then you have to learn. So if you're involved in the mitzvah of sabelis, so you're pater from.
That's only if shalasa shneim. Again, when a person is not involved in his mitzvah of sabelis all day, there's times when an avol sitting there doing nothing. So does he have to? Is he mechuyev to learn dvarim that are not misameach in those times?
He's not mechuyev if he's able to then do it.
It seems to be a machlekes if he's mechuyev or not. It seems the Orach Linear says klo you are mechuyev. You're mechuyev to learn. It's a pellet. Seems like an avos pater from Talmud Torah. No, it's not pater. You just can't learn the things that are misameach. The Ritzva in the first teretz clearly says not like that. The Shaz in the second teretz, what is it? Al kol panim says the Gemara Vayter. V'amarav Abba Bar Zav Damarav Aval Chayiv B'Sukkah. Abba Bar Zav is the person that said Aval Chayiv in Kol HaMitzvahs. So it's the Chiddush, the Aval Chayiv in Sukkah, Pshita. Ma'o Detem Ahoy Ovo Amarav Abba Zav Damarav Mitztar Patam in a Sukkah, Inam Mitztar Ukamash Malon. But see, how could Abba Bar Zav have to say that? He said before, Aval Chayiv in Kol HaMitzvahs. Chutz Minat Vilin, what does Kol HaMitzvahs mean? All the mitzvahs. How could you think that it can be Pater and Sukkah? What? But we said there's a Havamin is Pater. Rav Abba Bar Zav is the person that said, Aval Chayiv b'Kol HaMitzvahs. So how could you have a Havamin is Pater and Sukkah?
Altini Avelos, that he's Chayiv and everything, but fact is he's an Avel, and we know by Sukkah there's an idea of Mitzvah, so maybe...
So he's not Chayiv and Kol HaMitzvahs, he's Pater and Sukkah.
Yeah, when he says Chayiv and Kol HaMitzvahs, he means the Dini Avelos. Right, because of Avelos.
Yes, he's not Chayiv, whatever you want. You have a Havamin, he's not Chayiv, so he's not Chayiv, he's not Chayiv.
It's more Zaitig. Sukkah is like a different thing. The reason why you'd be Pater is not because in the Dini Avelos it's Usher. If the guy is in a bad mood also, maybe you'd have the same Havamin. It's not because Dini Avelos is stopping him from doing the Mitzvah. That the guy is going, he's very depressed.
Okay, could be. It's not Medina Avelis, I think he's Pater.
That could be. You could also say it's from Medina
Avelis. What do you say? Because he's Mitzvah. Shaz, he's not Mechuyiv to Mitzvah. The Havamina was he Mechuyiv to Mitzvah. That might have been the Havamina. Could be. Well, so I just wanted to just point out one thing. If you go like the first teretz of the Ritva, my question didn't start. Because in the first teretz of the Ritva, Avu Chai Bechol HaMitzvahs, Chutz Min HaTfilin, Zlav Davka, Chutz Min HaTfilin, and... Talmud Torah, maybe, and Sukkah, maybe. If you're saying Inglim Edimin Aklolim, so then you have no kash over here. If you say that Tefillin is Davka Tefillin, so then you might have to say Torah, because he's saying that maybe it's because it's not Midin Avelos, it's Midin, it's a Ptur in Sukkah, it's not a Ptur in Avel. So you're saying it's a Ptur in Sukkah, it's not a Ptur in
Avel.
Good, Lumdish, very Lumdish. I asked the question. Rav Aaron Zavda said, Avos chayiv in kol hamitzvahs, chutz min hatfilin. And then Rabbi Abba Bar Zav says, "Oh, avos chayiv in sukkah." You just said avos chayiv in kol hamitzvahs. What happened to avos chayiv in sukkah? So according to the first teretz of the Ritva, that first statement was lav davka avos chayiv in kol hamitzvahs, aside for tefillin and Talmud Torah, maybe and sukkah. He's going to have to tell us. Therefore, he'd have to tell us. But if you learn that avos chayiv in kol hamitzvahs aside for tefillin, it's all mitzvahs aside for tefillin. There's no exceptions. So maybe I have to come up with the Torah. The way Chesky's saying it, Lomdish, he's saying that this is a Ptur Midin Sukkah. It's not a Ptur Midin Avel. What's the Ptur? Says the Gemara. Pshita. Ma'u detemahol v'amarav amarav. Mitztar patum in a Sukkah, not mitztar. I might think that you might say, because mitztar is patum in a Sukkah, so it's also mitztar. Kamash malon. Hani mili tzar de memelo aval hocha iudu kam tzar nafshe iboy le asuve daite. In other words, not every person who's mitzar in a sukkah is pater. We had a shayla. If you remember the shayla on Amud Aleph, let's say a person. We had two shaylas. They're basically the same shayla. A person has an enemy in the sukkah. If someone asked Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the shayla, he has an enemy in the sukkah, and he's going to the sukkah and he's going to get him fakocht. He's going to be so fakocht. Is he mechuyev to sit in the sukkah? Another example is someone that, for whatever reason, he's medically right now, when he eats, he has to stick his tongue out in a very funny way. He looks really bizarre. He's going to sit there, and everyone in the sukkah is going to look at him like he looks like a weirdo. He's embarrassed. It's mortifying for him. It's embarrassing for him to eat in the sukkah. Does he have to sit in the sukkah? What would be the ptur? Mitzvah. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said he's chayef. I think he's Pater. Mechilas Kvod Terosai. He's one of the Gedolei Adar. Son-in-law of Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi Yashiv, brother-in-law of Chaim Kanievsky. Right? I think that he's... Right? Am I right?
I think he's a son-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, son-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv. Brother-in-law of Chaim Kanievsky. I think he's Chayv. I think he's Pater. I think he's Pater. What is the Olam Taina? Unto the Gemara. He brings it on Amud Aleph. I said on Amud Aleph, he's talking about Kriya Shema over there. It really belongs over here on Amud Beis. Over here is the Sugi Mitzar Pater Manasukah. So he says, what do you mean? He boile suve daite. Same thing over, the Gemara says over here. Just like we said by Avel, he's got to get a grip. So Tovir's got to get a grip. What's the difference? Buying Avel, the problem is not in the Sukkah, the Choyra. What's the problem buying Avel? He's an Avel. You're an Avel in the Sukkah, you're Avel out of the Sukkah. You're an Avel whether you're in America, you're Avel whether you're in Eretz Yisrael. You're gonna be feeling the same like uncomfortable feeling regardless of where you are. So therefore not pottering you from it.
What about Teshuvah to do? Anybody who's inside their house isn't gonna stay in their house, they're gonna do something about it.
There's nothing to do about it by Avel.
Say someone's hot, you open the window.
But there's nothing to do about it by Avel. That's why we say there's nothing we can do. So get a grip, you know. What do you want? Because you're never. But when a person can leave, hold on. When a person can leave the sukkah and become more comfortable, leave the sukkah. So if it's cold in the sukkah, what does he do? If it's hot in the sukkah, what does he do? If there's someone in the sukkah he doesn't like, what does he do? Goes to his house. Right? If someone you don't like is in one room, what do? You go to the next room. So over here, I'm not going to go to the next room. Over here.
But he was seen talking. But he was seen answered for a regular person, not by all. He said, you eat in a weird way.
No, the eating isn't what makes me uncomfortable. It's in front of other people. So let's say there was two rooms in my house. One of them had people, one didn't have people. Where would I eat normally? In the house with their own people. There's people in my sukkah. I want to get out of my sukkah. I want to eat over here so no one should see me. I want to eat in private. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says you have to eat in the sukkah. And embarrass yourself and get over it. Get over it. Just get over it. It's your problem. Get over it. And I would say, what do you mean get over it? I'm embarrassed. I want to over here. So he says, what's the difference by Avel? I'm saying, Avel, it's not the sukkah's not causing you. You're embarrassed either way.
Stop that in your mind.
It's the fact that...
Rashi said only things that she didn't
cause. It's not the sukkah that's causing it to you.
If I had two sukkahs, I'd go to the other sukkah, I'd be fine. Avel, wherever he is, he's automatically going to be in pain.
That's true. But I ask you a question also. Mosquitoes, is the sukkah causing you? Rashi brings three examples.
Being in the sukkah, yes.
Rashi says three examples. One of them is it's heat. Is the sukkah causing it?
No,
the cold. Is the sukkah causing it?
If you're outside and you're in the house, you're not going to be hot. It's because of the sukkah that you're sitting outside in the sukkah.
So this I wasn't sure about. I think that maybe it is the sukkah over there. Because the chefs of a sukkah, we spoke about Shlomo Zalman last month. Sukkah has a person, we spoke about bugs. Remember that? We spoke about...
Yeah.
Cold, rain. Windows, rain, any of those things are things that don't, right? That's the chefetz of a sukkah. A sukkah doesn't have insulation. Sukkah is not insulated. So therefore, this is what it means to be in the sukkah. You're going to be hot, you're going to be cold, you're going to have mosquitoes, maybe in a hanami. That's caused from the sukkah itself. That's what Yosef Tzvi is saying. But someone else, grada, sitting in my sukkah, that's not caused from the sukkah.
Also, the only way...
That's not the sukkah.
He's mechuyav to sit in the sukkah.
The only way
of
dealing with the heat and cold, the whatever is going inside your house.
Right.
You deal with this.
That's not true. That's not the only way to deal with that. It's totally not true. You can put air conditioning in your sukkah. You can put on... You could put more...
Okay, if you could put air conditioning, for sure you should do that.
He's not mechuyav.
Yes,
so
if I'm high in my sukkah,
I
can go home.
Yes. You're not mechuyev to put air conditioning in your sukkah? If your sukkah's not comfortable, you don't have to. It depends what degree of mitzvah is. The Gemara says that it was moitzi chama min artika and they left the sukkah. The mitzvah is patur min
sukkah. But here, he's nothing to do about it.
What?
Nothing to do about it.
Go into your house.
No, but in the sukkah, there's nothing to do about it.
Okay, in a chanami. But sometimes...
being with your neighbor, you could deal with it.
It's just something in your mind.
You wouldn't have your enemy in your house.
Well, and being in the sun, you can't deal with it.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to have to see the sugya. Beis Hashem, I was kind of hoping we'd finish tomorrow, but I'll start as follows. There's a rush here. The rush is the makor from the Re'eim, which Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings, which has a new pshat in the Gemara, which is makes a very big difference. Why do we have a Hava Amina that an Avel is going to be pater from sitting in the Sukkah? What's even a Hava Amina? The Sukkah is not causing him the tzar. So, let's say this is your house. If you're an Avel, are you going to leave your house? No. So why should you leave now that it's your sukkah? What's the hava mina? Says the Rosh, because you're misunderstanding the tzar. His tzar is not just because he's having tzar in his head. His tzar is because he wants to be alone. He just wants to be alone. And where is everyone right now? In the sukkah. He just wants, if everyone would be in the house, you're right, he'd stay in the sukkah. But now everyone's in the sukkah. So what is causing him the tzar? The fact that the sukkah, the location is causing him the tzar. So, and if he was in a house and there would be a lot of people in one room, what would he do? He'd go to another room. So therefore, that's the hava amina. So,
that's the sukkah causing him the tzar?
The point is like this. I understand why Teshvu Kain Taduru would patter me over there. Because if I was in my house, would I leave this room right now? Yes, I'm in my sukkah. Can I leave this room right now? Yes. So, what's the kamash malon? No. Eino chanami, I would leave, but it has to be the sukkah kicking me out. It's not the sukkah kicking me out. You got to get a grip. Says Yitzi, if the rush is right, then Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is right, for sure. You have a person in your sukkah that's making you uncomfortable. What's the difference if he's making you uncomfortable because you don't like him, or he's making you uncomfortable because right now you want to be left alone? Because the person's an avil. Either way, this person's making me uncomfortable. So it should be, l'chayra, it's the same thing. L'chayra, according to the rush, the fact that there's an avil doesn't want to be with people, or I don't want to be with this person, the point is we don't want to be together. I would say like this. For an avil, everyone's his soine. Right now, avil doesn't like anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone right now. You're getting on my nerves, you're making me crazy. I don't want to talk to you. I want to be left alone. Basically saying everyone's his soine right now. And yet, what does the rush say, pshat in our Gemara? He has to be in the sukkah. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is right according to the rush. I don't think that's pashim pshat in our Gemara, my friends. I don't think it's pashim pshat in our Gemara. The press would be the same thing. It would be the same thing. The maskana of the Gemara is you can't. But the Havamina Gemara is, if a depressed person doesn't sit with people and he always sits alone, he won't have to sit in the sukkah. There's too many people in there. I'm not interested in sitting. It's the Havamina that's not the maskana. But Pashup Shana the Gemara is what? Is that the Ptur is because he's mitzdayer. If that's the case, so what was the Havamina of the Gemara, Bechlal? Why would you think you're Pater? What is the Teshva Kain Taduru? Comes along the Ritva. Yitzchak Zilberstein brings the Ritva and says, you got the Gemara wrong. It's not the Gemara. You know why you're Pater? Because the Pasuk says Ezrach. What does Ezrach mean? Ezrach Ranon. A fresh guest. Has to be comfortable. You have to be comfortable. It has nothing to do with your house. It has to do with you have to be fresh, enjoying. Sukkahs are meant to be enjoyed. Someone sitting first Seder next to me said you have to be besimcha in your sukkah. Is that someone here? Chesky, to be besimcha in your sukkah. I said, Chesky, you're not going to find that anywhere. Here it is. The Ritza says you have to be ezrach ranon. It has to be like fresh, refreshing. He's not saying that. Simcha lechagecha is a different mitzvah. Okay, but that's what Chesky wanted to say. But ezrach ranon. So let's say a person's depressed in his sukkah. Is he an ezrach ranon?
No.
Let's say he's in avel in his sukkah. Is he an ezrach ranon?
No.
So therefore, that was the Hava Amina. The Hava Amina was that this person is it going to help him to leave the sukkah, make him happier?
Yeah.
No. It's not going to help. But it doesn't make a difference. No, if you're depressed, you're not happy, you're not making it to sukkah. There's no point sitting in the sukkah if you're not happy.
Well, if it's somebody who doesn't like it, maybe the sukkah
makes a difference. Oh, if somebody doesn't like, it's going to help.
Be happy, you just won't be upset.
Yeah, but the point is that he could still be Ezra Chranon. Or whatever. It would help him to leave. Kitzer Abayisai, could be that that's going to be the machlokes over here of what exactly is the Ptur Mitzar Potter Min HaSukkah, and it might affect this Shaila of Yitzchak Zilberstein. We're going to try to just finish, close up the few, we have a few little loose ends tonight. I just want to leave you with a quick thought on this week's parasha, Chassam Sofer. This week's parasha goes through all the different klolos. Bez Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, on Monday we're going to do a chazara in my house, hopefully, together with my dear friend Reb Ezra. I would like to start at 9:45 sharp because we have a lot of work to do. Monday is Slichas, right? Should be able to make it there by 9:45 sharp. I want to start, and we're going to do a full few hours, 10:45, 11:45, a full 2 hours of chazara, and we'll do some a little of the the appropriate refreshments. That will be hopefully along with what?
Ezra
Chranon. Ezra Chranon. Ezra's going to be joining us as sponsor. Okay, my friends. So in this week's parasha is the Toichacha. Before the Toichacha, it gives lots of curses. All these different people that do all these terrible things. Most of them are very, very. They're very under. They're like behind closed doors or tricky types of things. Or masig gvul reyehu, you like move the border of your house. You know, like when I was in the Mir Yeshiva, there was like, there's always like, you have exactly how much inches on your bench, and the guy comes earlier and pushes the bench a little bit further close, and you push the bench a little further back. It's like, and, you know, you get there first, and like, or masig gvul reyehu. Or mashge iver baderech, someone that you have a blind person and you take advantage of the fact that he can't see you. Or mati yusom and almana, that no one's going to know because they have no one to cry to. Last one is or ashelo yokom es divrei haTorah azois lasois oisom. Cursed is anyone that doesn't keep the words of this Torah to do that. I don't get it. You just cursed everyone. You just said anyone doesn't do any of the mitzvahs. So why do you have to go through? Or he does this, or he does that, or anyone that does anything wrong. That's what basically you just said, right? That's what the pasuk means. He says that's not what the pasuk means. Read the pasuk like this. Or asher lo yakum es divrei haTorah azois la asois leisa. Someone that's not mekayim to do. What does that mean? There's some people that say, you know what? I'm not going to get up for Shacharis because I want to have a good first Seder. It's the tzaddik. He comes and says, I'm a tzaddik. I'm really going to town just to tell everyone that they're me makar of them. Because I have to be friends, my friends. I cannot be friends. I'm not a tzaddik. My friends are going. When I'm being antisocial, so I'm going because it's all because, really, a lot of people out there that they're trying to pretend like they're tzaddikim. And they're cutting corners and they're doing it all because they're saying in the name of the Lord. I'm doing this. You see what a big tzaddik I am. Or. There are things that we know we should be doing and shouldn't be doing. We don't have to make cheshbonos and start like cutting corners and pretend. There are things that the way they're supposed to be. Everybody said we are starting slichus. Bez Hashem, Matzah Shabbos, here in Yeshiva. And somehow people's brains don't work as well early in the morning. And they make cheshbonos a lot of times. Like if I skip slichas, then I'll learn better. If I go to sleep after Seder for a few minutes. Or I'll tell you the solution. It's a very simple solution. Just go to sleep at a normal time. That is the answer to all problems. All problems. And people start like trying to cut corners afterwards. It doesn't work. Slichas are meant for us to be working a little extra hard, taking some time out of our own personal time to give to Hashem. Not to cut out of learning or davening or anything of that sort. Slichas in yeshiva is very, very short. I mean, we try to go slowly because we do so little, so that people can actually say the words. But we have a minig in yeshiva. We barely, it's like this kleinchik a little slichas. It's one bisman, vagantza zach. So it's an opportunity for a person to actually say slichas and actually feel like it's not like he's not running through it. That's bizarre to Baruch Asher Yochum as Divrei HaTorah HaZos.